Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Tchet Amud Bet, at the 10th Mishnah of the 4th Perek. And up until now we've been discussing Ona'at Mamon, and now we move to a very famous sugya of Ona'at Dvarim, which the only way I found to translate it was personal abuse. Kashem Sh'ona'ab Mikach Uvamem Karkach Ona'abi Dvarim. As an example, you can't ask a vendor how much he's selling something for if you have no interest in buying. If the fellow is a Baal Tshuva, you can't say to him, remember what you used to be like. Now, a separate piece, although this is part of Onat Varim, has an added component to it. If somebody is the child of Gerim, you can't say to him, oh, your parents were like this. All right, Shneimar v'ger lo tonev lo techatzenu. A separate prohibition, which we'll look at the end of our sugya, of abusing a ger. Tana Rabbanan lo tonu ishet amito. This is the source of the prohibition of ona'at, of ona'at dvarim. But ona'at dvarim akatuv medaber. This is talking about ona'at dvarim. Atomer ona'at dvarim oinu ela ona'at mamon. Maybe that's talking about ona'at mamon. Shomer v'chitikum kala mitecha. That already covers Onat Mamon. So what do we do with this pasuk? This is talking about Onat Dvarim. So the Braita explicates what Onat Dvarim is and gives the same examples we had in the Mishnah. Plus, let's say he himself was a ger, and he wants to study. This mouth that ate, treif stuff, shguts from rasim, baal mo torah, shnoram piyag vura, you want to come and study the Torah that was given by God? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say that. Mayu serin bayin alav. Let's say that somebody was suffering. Mayu chalayin bayin alav. He was sick. Oshayim akabar banav. Achman alitzlan. He was bearing his own children. Ayumar lo kadeach shamru lo chavarav li'iyov. He shouldn't say what Eliphaz said to Iyov in his first response. Halo, yiratcha kislatacha tikratcha v'tom drachecha shchornam mihu naki avad. Where Eliphaz essentially said to him that you're fooling yourself, Iyov, and indeed you must be guilty of something because nobody is ever punished without cause. You don't say that to somebody who's suffering. Another example, and this equates more to the first example in our Mishnah. If donkey drivers wanted to buy some grain from you, don't send them to another guy telling that he sells, and you know he's never sold tvua. Can't do that. You're fooling them. You're making him look bad. He adds one more. He shouldn't look at something as if he wants to buy it when he has no money. And the Rabbi Yehuda adds here, this is something that only your heart knows about. In our pasuk, it says, you have to fear God. Why did it say you have to fear God? Tell you, this is something that only God's going to know. So you better be very careful about it. Personal abuse is worse than Onat Mamon. Why? He has a different take on V'yareit V'l'Hacha. V'yareit V'l'Hacha is not there because it's something Masur L'Lay, but rather to show you that it's worse. This is a violation of fear of God. He says Onat Dvarim is worse because it's something you do with yourself, not with your money, which is removed from you. Another associated difference is that if you defraud somebody or you overcharge him, you can pay him back. Here, if you insult somebody, you can't get him back. Which is a subset of ona'ah, embarrassing somebody, literally whitening his face in public. It's like he killed him. Amar le shapir kamart. He said, you actually said a good idea. The chazina le do'azil sumka va'ati chavra. You see that his face goes from red to white. It's as if you really literally spilled his blood. But Abaye the Rav Dimi. So Abaye asked Rav Dimi, the famous tradent who came from Tveria, v'marav v'mayzihiri. What are they careful about in Eretz Yisrael? Amar le be'achvurei ape. Not to whiten somebody's face, not to embarrass him in public. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, hakol yordin legehinom chutz mishlosha. So we have clearly a wrong statement where he said everybody goes to Gehenna except for three. Hakol salkadaitach, everybody goes. So we have to fix the statement. Elaim hakol hayordim legehinom olim chutz mishlosha shiordin v'nolim. Anybody who does go to Gehenna eventually comes out except for three that never come out. Ve'elin, who's that? Habal eshet ish, somebody who has adultery. V'amav pnei chaver barabim, our case, v'machaneh shemra l'chaverot. and somebody who gets a sort of a nasty nickname for somebody else, a hurtful nickname. Isn't that the same thing as embarrassing him? Even though he gets used to the name, still it's a bad thing. He says it's better that a person should have beer with a safek eshet ish, and this is going to come back to the issue of David HaMelech and Bathsheba, rather than embarrass somebody in public. How do we know that? Analan midadar shrava, from the famous drush of Rava. Didar shrava mai dichtiv tzalin samchu venasafu karu velodamu. Tzali means my side, but it's an allusion to my wife, the tzela. Right? They were all rejoiced and they came around, but they karu velodamu. If they tear, they're not silent. What's the drasha? If they would rip me open, my blood would not drip to the ground. In other words, what I did was not as bad as embarrassing. They say when we're learning, tell me if you have bia with an eshet ish, it's obviously a very big insult to David because of the whole issue of Bathsheba. What's the execution? What's the death penalty? It's chenek. But I add in, the person still has a chelok olam haba. If somebody embarrasses another, he doesn't have any chelok in olam haba. Razut bar tuvia marav, v'amri la marav chana bar bizna am rabbi shimon chasida, v'amri la marbi yochana mishum rabbi shimon ben yochai. So somehow this gets back to the, perhaps to the Tana Idik era. Noach lo adam shepil atzmo lekivshana esh v'alibim p'nei chavar abarabim. And again, about habanat panim, better that a person should allow himself to be thrown into a fiery furnace than embarrass somebody minal on mi tamar. We know that from the story of Tamar. T'vhi mutzeit v'hi chachal chamialimor. Right, Tamar was being brought out to be killed and to be burned because of the assumed adultery or assumed violation of her status as a Yivama, and she did not say Yehuda's the father, she just said, recognize, see who this is, that's the father. Yehuda said, it's me, and he accepted it, and she lived, and of course, that's where David HaMelech himself came from, tying the sugya together. Chanan Abarai B'Rei Davidi. Mai Dichti V'lo Tonu Ishtamito. Here's a definition. Im she'itcha b'torah mitzvot, or am she'itcha b'torah mitzvot, al toneu. Only somebody who is a member of the collegium, meaning somebody who also observes Torah mitzvot, that's somebody you can't abuse. That will become very important later on in the sugya. Amarav li'olam yehadam zahir b'na'at ishto. You have to be careful with ona'a of your wife, not to hurt her. Why? Shmitoch chedim atah metsuya ona'ata krova. Since it's easy for her to cry, therefore it's easy to be guilty of ona'a. So on our eyes, judge mainly by the result of how sad you made somebody. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Miyom Shenachrav Beit HaMikdash Nalu Sharei Tefillah. He says, when the Beit HaMikdash destroyed, the gates of Tefillah were closed. Shenemar Gam Ki Azak V'Ashaveh Satam Tefillati. I cry out, and my Tefillah is silenced, is blocked off. V'Af HaPish Sharei Tefillah Ninalu Sharei Dma'od Lo Ninalu. But nonetheless, the gates of tears are not closed. Shenemar Shim'a Tefillati Adonai V'Shavati Ha'azina El Dimati Al Techarash. So listen to my tefillah, and it's almost as if it's saying, if that, not that, then at least don't be silent from hearing my, don't be deaf from hearing my tears. But now there's something of attention here, that anybody who follows the bad advice of his wife ends up in Gehenom. Shenemar, rak le'ek achav, there was none as bad as Achav to that point, as a king of the north, asher hisata Yezebel ishto, that his wife Yezebel had directed him to go do the Avodah Zarah. So look how what terrible thing happened to Achav as a result. So Amar Papa Labaye, v'ha'amri in she'itatach gutza gochin v'tilchoshla, if your wife is short, lean down and talk to her, lean down and listen to her. In other words, you do take counsel with your wife. Say, lokash ha'amili na'om ha'amili l'beita. When it comes to worldly affairs, deal with them on your own, but issues of the house, you talk to her. Or perhaps it means, when it comes to spiritual matters, don't listen to her. When it comes to worldly matters, yes. All the gates to heaven are closed, except for the gates of Ona'a. Meaning that if somebody was defrauded, then his case will be heard by God. God was standing in his vision of Amos on a wall that's one anach long, and in his hand there was an anach measure, as if God is holding on to the measures. And Rabbi Elazar, kol nifra bidei shaliach chutz me'ona'a. Rabbi Elazar adds to that, and he says that all punishments happen through an agent except for ona'a. There God directly punishes, shenemar v'yado anach. There's three that the heavenly curtain is not sealed in front of them. Meaning, if these things happen, God Himself intervenes. Ona'ah v'gezel v'avodah zarah. Ona'ah d'chtiv yado. Ona'ah gezel d'chtiv, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Chamas v'ashod yishama ba'al panay tamid. This chamas and shod of theft and violence is in front of me forever, God says. Avodah zarah d'chtiv ha'ama machisim oti al panay tamid. The nation that angers me is in front of me at all times. This anger is in front of me at all times. They go after avodah zarah. A person should always be careful when he has a lot of grain in his house. Why? The reason that people fight in the house is because there's a lot of crops. He who makes your border peaceful gives you lots of wheat. In other words, the idea is when you have lots of wheat, you need a bracha of peace in the house. That's why people say, the minute that you finish filling up the pots, immediately the tigra, which also means salesman, but also means fighting, comes knocking at the house. Be careful. This is the story in the beginning of the Gidon cycle in Sefer Shoftim, when the Midianim were coming and taking all of the crops, and as a result of that, Am Yisrael was called Dal. Shemar Vayayim Zarai Yisrael, etc. Uchtiv, Aichanu Aleihem, the Midianim came. Uchtiv, Aidal Yisrael, Meod Ne Midianim. They became very poor. You're poor because you don't have crops. Other things you don't have, you couldn't, crops is defined you as poor. The Olam Yehadam Zahir Bichvod Ishto. This is now Rabbi Chelbo says, the Olam Yehadam Zahir Bichvod Ishto, and this brings us back to the beginning of the Sugya. And this kind of ties several things in the sugya together, because we began by saying you have to be very careful about not hurting your wife because she's going to cry. Now you have to be careful about her honor, because the blessing of wealth in the house is on her account. Shenemar, well, Avram etiv ba'avurah. Avram did well in Mitzrayim because of Sarah. That's why the famous thing that Rava said to the people in Machoza, Okirul anashayichu ki yechu titatru. Honor your wives so that you'll be wealthy. All right, Tanan Atam. We begin this very, very famous story with a Mishnah in Kelim about a particular kind of oven. Chatcho chuliyot v'natan chol bin chuliya l'chuliya. Let's say you took an oven, and the oven was made of rings, ceramic rings. Remember, if you have a kli, which then broken up into pieces, it's not mekabel tumah. So if you lift up the rings and put sand in between each ring, Rabbi Eliezer metaher v'chachamim metamim. Rabbi Eliezer said, as Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanos said, it's tahor, it's no longer a kli, and the chachamim said it's tameh. Minim kabel tumah. V'zehu tanur shel achnai. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's called tanur shel achnai, and it's called achnai either because it looked like a snake, because it was coiled. Achnai means snake, or maybe that was the name. My achnai. So the drush is, why is it called an achnai? They surrounded and they coiled around Rabbi Eliezer with all sorts of arguments. V'timuhu, and they declared it tameh. Tana. So we have another tradition. Rabbi Eliezer gave all the answers and responded to all of their challenges to demonstrate that it is tahor, and they didn't accept it. Amar lahem, and then he goes into the world of the supernatural. Im halacha kemoti, if I'm right, charuv ze yochiach, the carob tree outside should prove my point. Ne'akar charuv kamo mi'ama, v'amila ba mi'otama. So the carob tree flew out of its place and planted itself 100 or 400 amot away. Amar amrulo envin raya mi'achruv. The rabbanan said to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not a proof. You can't bring a proof from the fact that a carob tree flies. It has nothing to do with issues of tumah v'tahara. Chazar amar lahem, im halacha kemoti, amatamayim yochichu. And he turned around and said, if the halacha follows me, then the stream outside should prove my point. Chazura matamayim l'achareyam. The stream turned backwards and started flowing up. Amrilo enuvin rayami amatamayim. So Eliezer demonstrated that his word was so strong that nature itself and God controlling nature was intervening on his behalf. And they said, that's not a proof. Chazavam ralehim imalacha kamoti kot levi etamid rashi ochichu. He turned around and said, if halacha follows me, the walls of the Beit Midrash should prove my point. He too called Le Beit HaMidrash Lipol. The walls started to fall. Ga'ar Vahem Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua started yelling at the walls. Amar Lahem Im Tamidei Chachamim Menatzchim Zed Zeh B'Halacha Atem Atifchem. If Tamidei Chachamim are fighting with each other, arguing with each other in Halacha, what are you getting involved? So what happened? Lo naflum nekvodosh Rabbi Yeshua, lo zakfum nekvodosh Rabbi Eliezer. The walls did not fall out of respect for Rabbi Yeshua, and they didn't stand up out of respect for Rabbi Eliezer. V'adayin matin v'omdin. They still stand slanted. By the way, parenthetically, and I'll add at this point, there is so much to say about this particular sugya and about this particular story, not in this forum, but this story requires much, much in-depth learning and understanding. It is an anthemic statement of rabbinic legislation. Chazar v'amar lahem. So then he said, "Im halacha kemoti min hashamayim yochichu, heaven will support me." He had stah bat kol v'amra, so bat kol came out and said, "Malachem etzor b'liezer shalacha kemoto b'chol makom." Why are you disagreeing with b'liezer? Halacha should follow him in every case. I'm going to be sure our glav v'amar, Yeshua stood up, representing the Rabbanan, and said, "Lo b'shamayim." He quoted the pasuk out of context of Devarim Lamed. My lo b'shamayim. So our question is, what does he mean by that? Rabbi Yirmiyah shekvar nitna Torah mihar Sinai. Rabbi Yirmiyah said what he meant was that the Torah was already given on Har Sinai. Ein anu mashkichin v'bat kol. And you already gave us the Torah. It's no longer in heaven. We don't listen to a bat kol. Shekvar katav tavar Sinai bat Torah. You already wrote in the Torah that you have to follow the majority. And the majority voted against. Ashkecher Rabbi Natan le'Eliyahu. So Eliyahu now enters the story. Eliyahu, who famously is the go-between to tell us what's happening in Shemayim. Rabbi Natan met him. Amar le'may avid kut shabrichu v'ahadi shayit. Imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets thrown out of the Beit Din. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing at that moment? Amar le'kachoyich v'amar nitzchuni banai nitzchuni banai. He was laughing and saying, "My children have defeated me." So Amru Oto Ayom Iviu Kol Ta'arot Shetiher Rabbi Eliezer Usrafum Ba'esh. They took all of the things that Rabbi Eliezer had against the Psak of the Chachamim, had declared Tahor, and they burned them, meaning Trumot, etc. V'nimnu Alav Verchu. And then they voted, and they put him into Cherem. V'amru Mi Yelech V'Yodiyo. Who's going to go tell him? Amalem Rabbi Kiva Ani Yelech. Rabbi Kiva said, who was a student of Rabbi Eliezer, "I'll go. Shem Yelech Adam Sheino Agun." Maybe somebody who doesn't know how to tell him will go V'Yodiyo and tell him. And that could destroy the world. We'll see why he said that. Masar Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva do? Lavash shchorim, itatev shchorim, who wore clothes in mourning, black clothes. Yashav fanav richuk arba'amot, and he sat 4 amot away from him. He came to Rabbi Eliezer, but didn't come too close, as per the rules of Acherim. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Akiva, ma'adma yomi yomayim. So he said, "Akiva, why is today so different?" Amar lo Rabbi, kim dubeli, shechavim b'deli mimcha. It seems that the chaverim are avoiding you. So Eliezer himself tore his clothes and took off his shoes and he sat down on the ground as somebody, as we studied in Moed Katan, has to do when they are in Nidui. Zalguinav Dmauti started crying, and Lakao, this goes back to the beginning of the sugya of anybody who was the victim of Ona'ah will cry, and the gates of tears are still open. Lakao lam shlish b'zeitim, u'shlish b'chitim, u'shlish b'sorim. And a third of the olives, and a third of the wheat, and a third of the barley all suffered. V'yashomim af patzek shebidei isha tafach. If a woman was making bread, it immediately burst open and inflated. Tana ach gadol ayabo toayom. On that day, shemachom makom shnatan bo'enav Rabbi Eliezer nisraf. Rabbi Eliezer was so sad and so hurt that everywhere he looked was burned up. V'yafram gamliel ayabo bisfinam. Gamliel, at the time that they notified Rabbi Eliezer, was coming on a boat, or else perhaps later. He was in the water, and an eddy threatened to take the boat down. This must be because of what Rabbi Eliezer, what we did to him. Remember, Gamliel was the head of the Beit Din. You know, I didn't do this for my own glory, or the glory of the patriarchate, to prove that we have the power. I did it for your glory, so that there should be no machloket. When the Beit Din makes a psak, everybody accepts the psak, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, who refused to accept the rule of the majority, had to be thrown on cherem. Nachayami za'apo. The sea then quieted. And now the coda of this is a very tragic story. Ima Shalom Dvitu Rabbi Eliezer Achter and Gamliel Havei. Ima Shalom, who we hear several stories about, who was Rabbi Eliezer's wife, was also the sister of Gamliel. She never let Rabbi Eliezer fall on his face. What we call Nefilat Apayim, but the full Nefilat Apayim that was said after Shmon Esrei, she never let him do that. After that Maaseh, she was afraid. Afraid, we'll see, of what? Hahu Yom Aresh Yarchavi. One day, she thought it was Rosh Chodesh. V'ichlaf Labin Mala Chaser. She got confused between Mala and Chaser. Turned out it wasn't really Rosh Chodesh. On a day which you wouldn't say Tachnun. Ika Da'amri Ata Anya V'kaya Bava. Or perhaps it was a regular day, But a poor man came to the door, afika le'rifta, and she gave him bread. Either way, hashkach did not fall on pet. She came back into the room and saw that Rabbi Eliezer was on his face, praying and crying. Amrale kum katlit la'achi. She said, get up, you've killed my brother. She knew that Rabbi Eliezer's pain and crying, but nefilat apayim, was so strong that it would end up killing her brother, who was the head of the Sanhedrin, that had thrown him in cherem. At that moment, this voice came out, the word came out, that Rabban Gamliel had died. Amar la menayadat, so Eliezer said to his wife, how did you know? Amrale kachu gvan meit avi abba, I have a masar from my grandfather's house, which of course means Rabban Gamliel's house. Kol asharim ninalim chutz v'shari ona'ah. All of the gates are closed except for the gates of victims of ona'ah, ona'at tvarim. And even though what they did was right, nonetheless, you were a victim of ona'ah. Tanu Rabbanan, hame'aneh ta'ger over every shlosha lavin. If you persecute a ger, if you abuse a ger, you violate three lavim. V'alochtzo over every shnayim. If you oppress him, you violate two. So ma'ishnam me'aneh, why do we say me'aneh is three dichtivi shlosha lavin, v'leger lo toneh. Chegu itcha ger ra'atzachem lo tonu oto. V'lo tonu ishtamito, you're not allowed to do ona to any Jew. V'ger b'chvalamitohu, and a ger is included. So you have two for the ger, one for every Jew. Lochatzo nami, same thing with oppression. Shloshak tibi, v'lo tochatzenu, a ger, v'ger lo tochatz, a ger, v'lo tiyalo kenoshe, any poor person, you can't oppress him. V'ger b'chlalhu, ela achad zeve shlosha, either one of them, you violate three lavim. So Tani Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, im neima hishira Torah b'shloshim v'shisha mekomot, v'amila b'arba'im v'shisha mekomot, b'ger. Why did the Torah warn us in 46 or perhaps 36 or perhaps 46 places to be careful with the ger? Because it's very easy for him to go back and revert to his old way. What is this statement that says that in the Torah that you should not oppress the ger because you were gerim in Mitzrayim? So Tanya, if you have a blemish, don't say it to somebody else. In other words, something's wrong with you, you're the last person who should point out to somebody else. We're the last people who should point to someone and say, you're a ger. We were gerim. And that's the common aphorism. If somebody has, somebody in their family was hanged, you shouldn't say to your friend, hang the fish. In other words, hanging should be the kind of word that's just not in your vocabulary, because you have this tragic past. In the same way, we should not ever say anything bad to a ger, because we ourselves were gerim. Okay, again, as I said, this sugya demands far more attention and far more detail and discussion, but beyond the scope of this forum. In the meantime, we'll pause here and pick it up in the next podcast when we will complete our study of the fourth parak.